Well, as I mentioned a little bit ago, there's some interesting things happening over at the West Mall 7 Theaters here in Sioux Falls. And here to tell us about it are Todd Frager and Dave Fetters of West Mall 7 Theaters. Guys, welcome. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well. Glad to be here this morning.
Todd, we'll start with you. Okay. Tell us about the, I know you guys are very excited because you're installing all new digital projection systems and digital sound over at the West Mall 7 Theaters.
Yeah, what we're doing is we're moving auditorium by auditorium, but it's a combination of the digital projector. We're taking down the screens, put new speakers in, running wire for additional sound in theaters that didn't have the full stereo effect that we want. And then we'll put the new screens up, finish off the front of the auditoriums, hit the new digital picture, and get them masked in and ready to go and be excited one by one.
So, of course, I mean, this stuff is all standard now. And, you know, the kind of the rest of the story here is that this means the end of the 35-millimeter projection film that a lot of us have grown up on. Dave, and both of these guys have been with the theaters and worked for Midco Theaters in the past. Dave, what's it like to see the 35-millimeter projection come to an end?
Yeah, it's pretty nostalgic. I mean, like Todd was telling some of the other folks we've been talking to this week, it's kind of hard to see the end of an era. I mean, movies, that's all any of us, most of us have ever known is movies on film, going way back to our childhood days, right? And that's changing. So, and up in the booth, it's a completely different setup. You know, we no longer have to deal with the physical film. Now we receive movies on hard drives or by satellite delivery, and those will be projected through the new digital projectors. So, pretty nostalgic. And, you know, the folks that put the movies together and run the movies, that's everything's changing for them as well. So,
well, that's kind of a bittersweet thing. And this comes on top of other improvements that you guys have done at the theaters, right, Todd?
Right. We started a year ago with the seats. I mean, that was when we put this whole package together, we knew the seats was the number one priority of what we needed to do. And with the digital film in the future, with the transition, it was a package deal. We started with the seats, and basically, when you walk in the theaters now, they've been renovated top to, they will be renovated top to bottom, and the last stage here will be the picture and sound.
Yeah, people, the experience at that theater is going to be just superior. I mean, from seating comfort to the picture quality to the sound quality, you aren't going to beat it in any other place in town or maybe in the state.
Are there other changes that patrons can expect? I mean, will there be a change in the types of movies that you guys are showing, or?
What we've had over the last year and a little bit longer is availability of 35-millimeter film is just keeps going down every month. So we have not been able to show all the movies that are available to us. Now with the digital film, we'll be back to normal, where all the movies that play in Sioux Falls, all the movies that we want to play, some that may don't hit first run in Sioux Falls, we will be able to play.
Yep, we were starting to have issues getting movies on film because the manufacturers, the film companies are by the end of the year, I think is what's projected, Todd.
Right.
Film will not be available at all to theaters. So it was a step we had to take, but it's one that we wanted to take for presentation quality and just, you know, the future of the cinema in Sioux Falls.
Todd Frager and Dave Fetters of West Mall 7 Theaters are here. And, you know, forgive me, as we were talking off the air, I just get excited. And there's something about movie theaters. I think like many of us, I mean, we love going to movie theaters when we were kids. That's something I still, to this day, there's just something about going to a movie theater. It's got to be a great environment. At least we think so as moviegoers. We all think, like, man, that's the greatest place to work would be in a movie theater.
Well, it's really an immersive experience. It takes you away. And Todd and I were also talking beforehand. As many movies as we've seen and as many types of presentation, we were really literally blown away by the picture and the sound quality that we heard coming from the new digital projectors. So I think people are just going to escape and disappear into another world when they go into these renovated theaters. I mean, it's really exciting.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I'm one of those people that a good movie is a good movie no matter where you watch it. But the experience now at the West Mall 7, you know, our patrons have had to sacrifice a little bit for the lower price in the last few years. And we're really excited that that's no longer the case. Our presentation will be as good as any theater that they go to. And we're excited
be
about
better,
that.
I think.
Yeah.
The 4K quality. 4K is the highest you can get now, current digital cinema quality. And so it's going to be a sharp, it's four times the resolution of your HD TV at home, if you can believe it, projected on those very, very large 40-foot screens. So it's really spectacular.
I'm excited. I'm like, let's go right now. Let's go to the start.
We can't wait to get back and see the first picture on the new screen. I mean, it's going to happen today. We're going to get to see it for the first time.
What I was going to ask, because I know the changeover was set to occur today or tomorrow. Yeah. So tell us what will be the first.
Yeah, this afternoon we'll get to see we have our first brand new screen up, and we'll get to see the picture today. And then it'll be one after another, but that'll be what happened. The first picture will be tomorrow for the general public.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One movie will that be?
Good question. We'll let you know as soon as we figure out which one it is.
I have the digital prints all for all the current movies that we're showing. So sure. Eventually, by the end of the week, they'll all be in digital quality. I think we're down to just a couple.
It'll probably be X-Men. You know, that's probably
in terms of the last one that'll be on film, probably be X-Men or Captain America. I think X-Men will be the later start, so that'll be last film started in Sioux Falls ever.
It's exciting, exciting times, and again, sad to see the end of the 35 millimeter, but excited to hear the new sound and see the new quality of the additional system. What about seating prices? Are we going to see any changes as customers?
That's always the question. That's the next question.
We laugh because we've gotten that question a lot.
We address our pricing issues every year. Yep. And at this time, the digital is not going to change our price. But obviously, as we go in the future, we're always going to address as the $3 ticket price.
And our place in the market is always to be the family-friendly budget price theater in town. So you can always expect that from the West Mall 7. But
we kind of feel that popcorn is part of going to a movie. And we don't want to price that out of our customers. So we try to look at it as a package experience for a family to go to a movie. What's it going to cost them? And we don't want it to be $75,
You're always going to find us the best value in the market.
Oh, no question about it. Well, listen, it's great to have you guys here. Todd Frager, Dave Fetters of the West Mall 7 Theaters. And I wish you guys, great luck with this and continued success.